While the backlash against the Trump administration's immigration crackdown in Minneapolis continues, the U.S. president attempted damage control at a rally in Iowa and defended sending his border czar, Tom Homan, to manage the situation.
You know, we have Tom Homan there now. We put him in there. He's great. And they met with the governor, the mayor, everybody else, and we're going to de-escalate a little bit. But I don't think it's a pullback. It's a little bit of a change. Everybody in this room that has a business, you know, you make little changes.
Trump also said he felt bad about the killing of ICU nurse Alex Preddy by ICE agents, despite the fact that the victim, a licensed firearm owner, had a gun on him. This led to White House officials previously referring to Preddy as a domestic terrorist and assassin. Trump denied knowing about these accusations.
I heard that, but certainly he shouldn't have been carrying a gun. But all of, hey, look, bottom line, everybody in this room, we view that as a very unfortunate incident, okay?
That's right.
Everyone, unless you're a stupid person, very, very unfortunate incident. I don't like that he had a gun. I don't like that he had two fully loaded magazines. That's a lot of bad stuff. And despite that, I say that's a very unfortunate.
Senior White House aide Stephen Miller admitted that U.S. immigration agents involved in the killing may have breached protocol. He added that they were looking into why this was the case.